praise be to his holy name. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For the stone that the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Abba Father, who art in heaven, O Lord God Almighty, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again, and we shall be saved. In Jesus Christ's holy name. And let his bride say, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to your holy name. And the Bible says, blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Good morning. First and foremost, I must give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And I also give thanks to you this morning, for the Lord God Almighty has blessed you indeed. You being a member of the family and the household of God, we greet you as thanking you for your obedience. For the Bible said many are called, but only a few are chosen. And indeed, this is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. Oh, praise be to his holy name. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to be the bride of Christ. Oh, yes, Lord. What a wonderful time to have found this resting place. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise be to your holy name. And as usual, if you have your Bibles, you can follow along, for the Holy Spirit to make an attempt once again at the closing of this 2020 to bring you out of the darkness of religion and to bring you into this great light, this glorious gospel of the kingdom. Oh, praise be to his holy name. 1 Samuel chapter 15, and this teaching picks up in verse 10, and the Spirit of the Lord said, then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, it repented me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me and had not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set up a place and is gone about and passed on and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandments of the Lord. And Samuel said, what meaneth then this bleeping of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spare the best of the sheep and the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. And then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, I will tell thee what the Lord had said to me this night. And he said unto him, say on. And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thy own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribe of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon thy sores and did it evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag and the king of Amalekites, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took other spoils, sheep and ox, the chief other things, which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, had the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to harden than the fat of rams. For rebellious is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he had also rejected thee from being king. Oh, praise be to his holy name. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me after Hurricane Laura had passed through this place and ministered unto us. The Spirit of the Lord moved on me to go out about and to examine the damage that had been done unto the Twin Cities. As I rode around a couple of days still trying to figure out what it was he wanted my eyes to see, then lo and behold, on the third day as I rode through the cities, it came to me, and it was at that time the Spirit of the Lord said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, Lord, I see trees that are uprooted. Everywhere my eyes said, I see trees that have been plucked up by the root. And the Spirit of the Lord said unto me, so have I plucked up the ministries of this area that have rejected my word, have rejected the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom, when I have warned them that this is the one and true only message, the only message that can save one's souls. So have I plucked up their ministries when they will no longer be king unto me. Although they will open their doors on a Sunday, he said, and puff themselves, but they will be powerless to deliver anyone from sin. For my way is the truth, which is the cross that brings one into everlasting life. The word of the Lord tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity it is laid upon me, yea, woe is unto me if I preach not this gospel. For truly, the Bible tells us in John, the 15th chapter, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord tells us in John, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 8, and it says, Jesus said, I am the true vine. And my Father is the husbandman. And every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abided in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If any man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. The Holy Spirit has urged me to stop right there for a moment. As you have heard, if ye abide in Jesus and his words abide in you, then you can pray and he will hear you. Otherwise, if you pray, your prayer goes only no higher than the ceiling. For God doesn't answer the prayers of a sinner. He only answers the prayer of those that are saved. Verse 8 said, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Oh, hallelujah. You see, the Holy Spirit wants to bring the church back to Jesus Christ, back to the cross, and a death of self there with Jesus Christ, so that Jesus can live through us, thus destroying the works of the devil in us, as the risen Lord brings in the last great and final harvest. You see, this gospel of the kingdom, the Bible clearly says it must be preached into all the world, and then the end shall come. We know that there are folks that will do what they want to do. This is why God says that many folk that practice religion, do their own thing, their own preaching, and their own teaching. The Bible said in the last days, many shall say, Lord, Lord, didn't we cast out devils? Didn't we do marvelous works? And he will say unto them, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I never knew you. Because as they were saying they did work, it was supposed to be Jesus Christ doing the work through them, through his divine nature of the Holy Spirit. See, the gospel of the kingdom is that we must lose our sin nature life by the faith. In our death with Christ on the cross, in order to gain his sinless, resurrected, eternal life in us. Also known as salvation. Our faith must not be in anything but our death with Jesus Christ on the cross. It is the place your faith must be to gain total victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, this result of which is holiness, and without holiness, no man will see the Lord. Any other gospel than this one true gospel curses us with spiritual blindness and render us as slaves to Satan. Galatians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9 declares, and when the lie we believe from our false gospels is tested, we fall back into sin. you will be back in the club.